Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever this podcast may be reaching your airways, you are now tuned in to Parrot Talk, the podcast Reloaded. I am your host, First Lady Christina Renee, and we are just going to call these little segments just raw thoughts. So my raw thought right now is feeling like you're just doing the same thing over and 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 over again. And I get it. Life is a series of repetitious things. But just to give some context too, this is 3 days before my cycle, and I don't know, maybe hormonally it has affected me as well, but like I really do feel like I just keep doing the same thing, different people, same relationships, different people, and not just romantic, just in general, like platonic friends or work friends or work situations. You know, I almost feel like a broken record. I don't know if you guys are, I know some of my listeners are younger, but vinyl is a type of plastic. And that plastic, generally when somebody say they have vinyls, they're talking about like a record. It's like a big circular CD, shall I say. And it has these grooves on it. But those grooves are actually like, it's music. So you take this needle that spins on this circle and you put it on there. When the needle touches it, it plays the song. And if you don't know what a vinyl is, go to Walmart. I think they still sell them at Target too. Just ask them to show it to you. And even people like Beyonce, Rihanna, when they release albums, yes, people still release albums. When they release albums, they tend to put them on vinyls also. It's like a collector's item. So, but there's a thing about vinyls. If you scratch a vinyl, you have to be very careful with them. If you scratch a vinyl, like get a deep scratch in it, or a little nick in it, sometimes the needle will skip that spot or continue to play that same spot over and 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 over again. That is literally how I feel. And, you know, I really want to explore meditation more to quiet my mind, to see if there are certain things about my deeper self or shadow self, whatever you want to refer to it as, to get some healing there, because I really do believe myself that the lesson will repeat itself until you get it. And I just know that there is something that I'm not getting because the pattern just continues to repeat. And I'm just tired. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Like I'm identifying it in every aspect of my life. And it literally just keeps repeating itself. And I'm really just tired. Like, this is just me. Like I said, these are raw thoughts. And this is just what's on my mind right now. And I want to get through this. The journey is not always going to be about me posting things that are just, like, excited or happy. It's the truth. The journey is the journey. Sometimes when you're driving, you know, you get a flat tire. Sometimes when you're driving, you run out of gas. Sometimes when you're driving, you get a ticket. I mean, there are things that happen in the course of life that you definitely don't have control over, but you still have to deal with it. That is, if you want to reach a destination, that's just the truth. And I want all of us to be able to reach this destination together, even if it feels uncomfortable. And it feels uncomfortable. One thing that I can say that I'm very proud of myself is that I've been consistent since June with my workout routine and my workout regimens. And that really does make me feel bright inside. But there's certain other things in my life that I would like to see more consistency with. And that's what we're working on. We're working on the journey. So I'm getting ready to go to my workout now, and I will be back after. So just stay tuned. All right, guys, I'm back. Another successful workout. And oh my gosh, I'm sure from the first part of this podcast, you could tell that I am in a really emotional place right now. Like, oh my goodness. Really emotional. And what I'm asking of you who's listening to this podcast right now is, like, when you have a moment, I mean, if that moment is now, go ahead and take advantage of the moment now. But if you have a moment today, make time to write a letter to your younger self. But I want you to write the letter, like, at a time in your life where you felt like you could have been given different advice or better advice or just advice at all. If you felt like, you know, you were a young little boy or little girl and, you know, there was nobody there that really understood what you were going through. And maybe it was certain times when you reached certain experiences in life where, you know, like looking at it now, if you had someone to say certain words to you or to affirm certain things within yourself, like how different do you think that that would have impacted you? And I'm like I said, I'm really emotional right now. And I just got my Starbucks this morning, and I asked a gentleman inside of Starbucks, did he feel like his parents, like, taught him everything that he needed to know to be prepared for life? And he was like, absolutely not. You know, like, undoubtedly, all parents love their children, and they raise them to the best of their ability. But the truth is, even your parents don't have all the answers. Even you as a parent, you don't have all the answers. You just have to trust and believe that the things that you're doing them from a whole space, and it's done with love. And it's going to give you the outcome that it should. You know, it may not always be favorable to you at that time, but if you look at yourself, nobody had, like, the perfect family. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how many difficulties you've had. Like, nobody just got the silver spoon. Even the people that you feel like they were born into wealth, you know, they kill themselves every day. Like, they do. So, like, at the end of the day, whatever you were given or whatever you have in life, you just have to believe that everything is for a reason, is for a purpose. And I know I kind of got off topic a little bit, but you just got to know that everything will work out, all is well. And don't blame your parents. Don't blame other people. You know, like, you have a choice to make your life whatever you want it to be, no matter what circumstances you were given. You make a choice every day. And you also have to realize that when you don't choose, that's still a choice. You're making a choice to do nothing. So, like, if you end up with nothing, you can only look at yourself. Because there's various people that have had worse circumstances than you, and they've triumphed. So, like, it's all about perspective. It's all about how you decide to look at it. And just know your parents did the best they could. Whatever that looks like, if it looks like abandonment, if it looks like anger, if it looks like violence, hurt people hurt people. And babies just aren't born like that, which means that a person usually is villainized. something happened to them for them to have that type of perspective. But again, we make the choice every day to be who we want to be. Yesterday is gone. It can never return. You're living in the present moment, which is paving the way for the future. So I said all that to say, be gentle with yourself. Write the letter to your younger self. And like I said, we're on this journey together and we're all about healing. You know, you can walk with a sprained ankle, but you can walk longer once that sprain is healed. So like, there are certain aspects of yourself that need healing, and it's time to stop ignoring those parts of yourself. This has been Pair Talk, the podcast Reloaded, and I am First Lady Christina Renee. I'm going to end this podcast here, and we will catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening.